Track 7, more news. Golf club ransacked by thieves. Thieves broke into Starcross Golf and ransacked the premises. The intruders made off with the empty till and a radio. A spokesman for the nine-hole course said, "Unluckily for them, we leave no cash or valuable items overnight, so I'm sure they were very disappointed when they broke into the till to find our business cards." This has, of course, been reported to the police, and if anyone saw anything or is offered any of the stolen goods, please let us know. The most devastating part of this is that our lovely family-run course now feels violated, and it's so disappointing when we work so hard to keep prices low that people like this go out of their way to make it harder.
Holiday Park seeks expansion. A Teignbridge holiday park has submitted plans to add more than 50 holiday apartments at its site near Chudley, aiming to appeal to those seeking short and off-season breaks. Submitted by Hawthorne Group, the application is seeking permission to replace the existing reception building, offices and sales display area at Finlake Holiday Park with 54 self-catering one-bedroom holiday apartments. The planning application has been drawn together following a pre-application planning inquiry consultation with Teignbridge Council, which determined that the proposal for one-bedroom units was acceptable. Teignbridge Council are due to make a decision on the 26th of October. Small single-bedroom holiday apartments are proposed to fulfil the demand for such holiday accommodation. The statement says this type of accommodation is appealing to a wider customer base who are seeking short breaks and out-of-season breaks rather than just for families during the normal school holiday periods. The holiday apartments are located in three separate blocks of accommodation on the ground floor and first floor.
Outline permission granted for care home. A new care home could be built in King's Stainton after Teignbridge Council granted outline planning permission for the redevelopment of an existing care facility. The approval gives the go-ahead in principle for Penns Mount Care Home to be demolished and replaced with a modern, purpose-built building, although further details, including landscaping propositions, must still be submitted and approved before work can begin. The application was submitted to Teignbridge Council with plans to replace the existing care home with a larger facility designed to provide accommodation for more residents across King's Stainton, Newton Abbot and the wider area. The current home provides care for 22 residents, while the proposed replacement would increase capacity to 79 bedrooms. The new building would be a split-level design over 2.5 storeys. According to the design and access statements submitted with the application, the development would include 13 ensuite bedrooms on the lower ground floor, 30 ensuite bedrooms on the ground floor, and 36 bedrooms on the first floor. Staff areas would be located on the second floor. The plans also include a range of communal facilities intended to improve the experience of residents, including a cafe, dining rooms, quiet lounges, a library, private dining area, cinema and hairdressing facilities. The proposed development would provide 22 car parking spaces, including 2 disabled bays, as well as an ambulance bay. The planning statement also highlights issues with the existing building, which was not originally constructed as a care home. It states that the building has poor energy performance and requires significant physical improvements. It adds that none of the existing residence rooms have an ensuite shower or bathroom facilities, while many rooms are too small to allow for wheelchairs. As the application was for outline planning permission, detailed elements of the scheme will be considered at a later stage. The council has placed a condition requiring approval of landscaping details before any development begins. Once those details have been approved, construction must start within 2 years. The redevelopment would replace an ageing care facility with a purpose-built home offering significantly increased capacity and facilities designed around modern care standards.
your chance to speak with local officers. Residents in a Teignbridge town are being invited to attend a Talk with Your Local Police Team meeting at the local Methodist church in August. The event, taking place from 10:30 until 12 noon on Tuesday, August the 4th, at Bovey Tracy Methodist Church, will give members of the public the opportunity to raise concerns, report crime or antisocial behaviour, and receive advice on crime prevention and personal safety. Police officers will be available to answer questions and offer guidance on ways residents can help keep themselves and their community safe. Anyone unable to attend can still report crime through the police website. The meeting may be cancelled at short notice if officers are required for unexpected policing duties.
Tesco reinstates home deliveries after backlash. Furious Tesco home shoppers were faced with finding alternative suppliers after the major retailer stopped deliveries during the closure of the A382. During the six-week closure of the main road between Moreton Hampstead and Bovey Tracy, Tesco was refusing supermarket deliveries to some TQ13 postcode addresses. Shoppers had been angry that the company failed to let them know, and they only discovered when they tried to book delivery slots. One customer, who is housebound, relies entirely on the delivery service and was left high and dry and looking for another supermarket to deliver her groceries. However, since being contacted by the Mid Devon Advertiser, Tesco has done a U-turn and says it had temporarily paused deliveries to the area while it assessed the alternative route. The company says it's sorry for the inconvenience caused, and home delivery slots for the area are now available. Motorists are facing diversions until August the 28th, while the essential highway improvements on the road are carried out. But Tesco customers were unhappy that while they have to deal with the road closure, it was made worse that home deliveries were stopped. One said, "To stop delivery to all TQ13 is ridiculous. And having spoken to Tesco, they don't seem to want to listen." Shoppers described it as a terrible way to treat customers, particularly without warning that the service was being removed for 6 weeks.